Welcome, everybody, to Here's the Deal. Larry Tomczak here, and I am privileged to serve you, help you, and I'm going to do everything I can in the midst of a very, very, very dangerous time in world history with the Israeli-Hamas war and what's going on in the Middle East. It's a very incendiary situation. It's a tinderbox that could explode. And I mean that. I'm not being dramatic here. I'm not trying to scare you that you say, oh, I better get off this. I like happy clappy stuff where they just tell me good things. Folks, I want to tell you good things. And you know my podcast, there have been almost 1,000 of them. And a lot of them are very inspirational, encouraging. And I always try to be encouraging. And I'll tell you right at the outset that Jesus said, when you start to see these kind of events, when he was told, what? Tell us, Jesus, when will this be? The end of the age and your return. And he gave signs. Well, he did specify specific things. And a timepiece we know is the Middle East and what's going on with Israel. So I'm calling you, stay with me in these podcasts. We're going to do four, and you are going to understand the four fundamentals, the four absolute non-negotiables, the four essentials. These are requirements. You've got to understand these four fundamental, these foundational insights and truths from the Word of God about the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. We're not playing a game, folks. And this is not, well, you know, let's just move on from this. No, folks, this is not a skirmish which is going on. Because people say that. You say, well, you know what? Over the past decade or more, I see, you know, there's a bomb thrown over there at Gaza. Or we hear something about the attack and something, some bomb goes off in a synagogue. And, well, folks, those were skirmishes. And they were horrendous and terrible. But you know there was a Holocaust, and you know there is a terrible, painful history of the persecution of God's people, the chosen people. And we know there was a horrendous, barbaric assault on the Jewish people and on Israel, and they were caught off guard. They were caught unprepared. Now, I say this to you and me. We're not going to be caught off guard. The Bible says the prudent man sees danger, and he'll hide himself, but the fool goes on and suffers for it. Israel suffered for it the first time around with Yom Kippur. And on the 50th anniversary, they did it again. They were unprepared, unguarded. They had the best intelligence. And you say, well, don't they have that Iron Dome and all this stuff? Yeah, but they were caught asleep at the wheel, as we say. It's just what happened, you know, in New Orleans. And I talked to a manager of, a Fuddruckers restaurant. He said, oh, I grew up in New Orleans. And every year they'd say, well, these levees, you know, if we get a bad, you know, rainstorm or hurricane or, you know, some tempest or whatever, they could break, but it never happens. Well, it did happen. And you saw thousands that died and the suffering, and it was a horrible, they were caught off guard. And the same thing happened with us on 9/11. We were caught off guard. Same thing with Pearl Harbor. Caught off guard. And we don't want to be that way. And that's why I'm doing these podcasts. I want you to know what's going on, and I'm going to deal with four fundamentals. Stay with me. And you say, Larry, why is this important? Because the Hamas and Hezbollah, and when you have ISIS and Taliban, these folks are, when you look at them, basically that the Jewish people that are hated by Hamas and Hezbollah and other extremist groups, where are they funded? Who underwrites them? Well, by proxy, it's Iran. Because Iran has a vow and a pledge, we're going to wipe Israel off the map. They've made that pledge. The mullahs say it. They'll say, and America's going with them. And America, too. You say, it's all blovulating. It's all bombast. They're not going to do anything. Well, who do you think financed and underwrote what just took place in Israel recently? We got to know what's going on. But I want you to stay with me. Stand with me. In fact, go to LarryTomczak.com and you can get free resources. They're right there. Even the book I wrote, 250,000 Seller, Clap Your Hands, is a gift to you. And it's a great book that is, it's not a theological treatise. It's a popular book. It's nostalgic. It's humorous, but it's a great evangelistic tool, especially if you're Catholic or you know Catholic people and you're trying to reach them so they understand the gospel. Hey, 250,000 went all over the world. I get no credit. It's all the glory of God, but it's resources. But right there on that site too, you can see where it says partner. Please, please, please. My wife and I were bounced from a church when we took a stand on the LGBTQ agenda. They cut me loose. They said, we don't want to go there. Just go and don't come back. And so I depend upon wonderful friends and partners like you that will send finances, pray for us. And you can just click that partner, see, and will you? The Bible tells us that he who's taught the word should share all good things with him who teaches. And you say, well, I give tithe in my church. That's great. First fruits. But it says, bring your tithes and then your offerings. Hey, there's times to sow and do it. And do it in obedience to the Lord. And you watch him bless you in a phenomenal way. So let me start with some scriptures here to build your faith. It's not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. You know that in what we're dealing with? We're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against demonic forces, the agents of darkness that really in high places. And what does it tell us in scripture? It says that we're to take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we're to stand. And then having done all, we stand. So how do we stand? We know the truth. We're in communion with God. We know his assurance, the protection, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. But we have a commission. Faith without works is dead. We don't sit back passively complacent. But as the timepiece of Israel in the Middle East, we see it and it's getting brighter and brighter. And it's more and more incendiary, the powder keg. We see what's going on and it will impact all of us, folks. All of us. You start seeing a regional conflict and all of a sudden Lebanon and Syria and Arab nations. And there comes Iran, Iraq and that. And remember Biden, he left Afghanistan. Hey, here's $80 billion for you guys in sophisticated weaponry. All of these weapons and explosives, it's all yours. Oh, my heavens. And then he said this was a complete success. I won't go there, folks. I'll get diverted here. But we're at war in the spirit realm. And there are demonic forces that want to end, especially the Jewish people. And guess what else? America, because we're a beacon to the world and we're a buffer and we stand. And China knows it. Russia knows it. Communist countries knows it. But I want you to stay with me. And you know what? You are bold. The righteous are bold as a lion. And you and I can approach the throne of grace today and to receive what? Mercy and grace for help in a time of need. So you say, Larry, Tell me, when you say fundamentals about Israel and the Jewish people, what are these? Well, I'm going to tell you one by one, and these are very, very important. Number one, and I'm going to use the S to help you, but stay with me in these four podcasts. The first one is this: the Jewish people are a special people. Did you hear me? Special. They're unique. Israel is the name. You know this, for the nation descended from Abraham. And it appears, if you do your little word search on this, you can find out Israel and Israelite 2,579 times in the Bible. You know how many times Christian appears? Three times. Now, God says they're the apple of his eye. That's what Zechariah 2:8 says. And Jesus, remember when he talked with the woman at the well? Do you remember this statement he told her? And he tells us, he declared that salvation is from the Jews. That's quite a statement. Jesus Christ was a Jew. And guess what? He's still a Jew. And when you and I see him one day, the Bible says at the end of it all, we're going to see him face to face in the new heavens and the new earth, my heavens. And when you see him, guess what? In his glorified body, just like the disciples saw him after their resurrection and in his ascension, Jesus remains a Jew. He is eternally identified with the Jews. And in heaven, you know what? When John is there and, you know, crying, I couldn't open the seal. I want to know the mysteries and all of this, the end of the age. Guess who opens it? It's Jesus, who's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You say, where does that term Jew come from? Well, Jew comes from Judah. Same thing when you say, what's the root of Jerusalem? You look to Jew. If there were no Jews, there would be no Bible. There'd be no patriarchs. There'd be no salvation. And you and I, we owe an incredible debt of gratitude to the Jewish people. Stay with me as we go with these four fundamentals.